This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Still to come here tonight, we're going to go over into some UK news, where apparently there are certain surgeries that are being taken or maybe taken off of the table as far as options for people with their supposed free healthcare system over there. Mark's got that story on the way. And then also news about cameras being put in high school bathrooms. Johnson will tell us about that disturbing story. But actually, I've got an update on a case that we've been following probably more off than on, just simply because a lot of stuff we rely on you guys to let us know what's going on. I just happened to see this on the social medias there during the top of the hour. It's about New Jersey Weed Man. New Jersey Weed Man. Now,
he's been on the show quite a few
times. He's been on the show a few times. He is a great activist on the cannabis, you know, front, and has made a real name for himself out there for doing what it takes to keep the idea of legalization and, you know, ending criminal penalties for cannabis possession in the limelight, into the public discussion arena. And he, of course, has been targeted and punished for that. And the most recent targeting was earlier, it must have been earlier this year, when his businesses were raided in Trenton, New Jersey. He had set up a church, and then next to that there was a restaurant that he'd put up, and the cops came in and they raided the place, and they arrested him, and they arrested his associates, and they've just been targeting him and trying to attack him. Now, he had opened up his restaurant right across the street from, I believe, City Hall or the police department. So I gotta love the guys. He's got some huevos, and I love him. And he took the stand on Wednesday. Apparently, his trial has been happening with a witness tampering case, which has now come to a close. Fortune, according to NJ.com's Olivia Rizzo, initially hesitated when taking the court oath before testifying, commenting that he was unable to tell the whole truth because he's unable to talk about his pending cases. After being instructed by Mercer County Superior Court Judge Anthony Massey that he had to accept the oath in order to testify, Fortune ultimately took it and was questioned by his standby counsel, Christopher Campbell. Throughout his direct questioning, Fortune says that he used his social media accounts like a modern-day journal, and that all the information he posted online about the witness was accessible through public records. So the witness, for those that don't know, in this case, is the ostensible undercover agent who had infiltrated the restaurant and the church. So he had come in there into the church. He had attempted to, you know, make purchases of marijuana, hung out there, and was there undercover. So he wasn't an undercover officer, but he was an informant, right? So somebody who the police had arrested at some point and had then flipped to go and do their bidding for them. When the bust happened and the raid happened, they figured out who the snitch was.
Sure.
And
as so often happens.
Right. And they figured out who it was, and they put information out there about who it was. So other people who encounter this particular snitch would know, oh, you're so-and-so. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the guy's name, but we had talked about him before. Oh, you're that guy. Well, I'm not going to trust you, because I heard you were the guy that snitched out New Jersey Weed Man. And apparently the government's trying to say that that's witness tampering, to simply reveal what is public information about somebody who came into your place of business and was trying to set you up. To me, that's a public service.
Well,
to provide that information.
Yeah, so you're putting a value judgment on it.
Yeah, there's value in letting people know who snitches are. Absolutely, there's value there.
But from a freedom of speech standpoint, you should absolutely be able to talk about who was in your business and maybe took some pictures or whatever.
For sure. The let's see here. The judge, Anthony Massey, had to repeatedly tell Fortune he could not direct Campbell while on the witness stand. He once mumbled, "Ask a follow-up question," to Campbell. Assistant Mercer County Prosecutor Stephanie Katz questioned Fortune about comments he made in a Facebook video in which he says if the judge signed the protective order, he's going to ignore it. Fortune said that it was locker room talk and bravado. Katz also questioned Fortune on the multiple letters and packages he sent to the witness's family and had prepared to send to the witness's neighbors. Fortune admitted he didn't know any members of the witness's family and had never met them before, but said he sent the letters because he was trying to serve the witness with a lawsuit. Fortune was the only witness for the defense due to the fact that he did not file proper witness discovery before the trial started.
Yeah, this will be a completely fair trial.
Fortune said during his closing statements, quote, basically it comes down to a couple pieces of mail. I never once said I didn't want him to come to court. I wanted him to come to court yesterday. I wanted him to come to court today, he said of the witness who has not been identified and did not testify at the trial. Fortune told the jury it was true that he made postings on social media about the witness and that he sent mail to the witness's family members. He said that although he called the witness names and was rude, that didn't make him guilty of a crime, and that the language he used is protected under the First Amendment. Now, is it legal to even talk to a witness against you before, you know, a trial actually happens? I know it's generally considered something you don't want to do, but is it actually illegal to just simply try to contact that person?
To try to contact a witness before trial?
Yeah.
I would think so. Now,
because if you're trying to intimidate them into, you know, something, then that's obviously, you know,
but if you're filing a subpoena, which is what his intention was, I mean, he's trying to get this, he's trying to file a civil suit on this guy, right?
Supposedly.
Then that's not the same thing.
Quote, "You're charged with convicting me of a crime, not being an ass," Fortune said. "If I thought this was criminal at the time, I wouldn't have done it," unquote. At the end of his remarks, Fortune began to ask the jury to send him back home to his family, and Katz, the prosecutor, loudly objected, and the two began speaking over one another until the judge requested a sidebar. Katz said during her final statements, quote, "This is not a case of whodunit. This is not a case about motive. This is not a case about the First Amendment," unquote. She told the jury this was a case about Fortune's conduct and to look at all the circumstances of the case. "He attacked the heart of the criminal justice system," said Katz, "and he attacked the love a parent has for a child and a child has for a parent." Huh? I don't get that one. The witness's wife and father testified this week about how scared they were and that they didn't know what was going on. "He plays by his rules only," said the prosecutor. "This was a game to him, and he was going to win by any means necessary."
Says the guy that's there that's going to go home no matter what.
It's a woman, but yes.
Okay, fine. That the person's going to go home to their family no matter what. I mean, 4chan sitting up here, New Jersey Weed Man sitting up here, with a sentence hanging over his head.
That's right.
You can't really say somebody's not playing by the rules when you don't have skin in the game. Prosecutors should be on the line the same as the defendant.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the case. There's no consequences for a malicious prosecution or whatever. And this is complete malicious prosecution in the case of a New Jersey weed man. Keep in mind, this witness against him isn't like a witness in some sort of murder trial or some kind of rape or violent, you know, act or whatever. New Jersey weed man is accused of having a, you know, marijuana place. He's accused of, you know, operating a business or a church, in both. He had a church next door to a business, to operating things where people were allowed by his rules to bring and to utilize and smoke and sell or trade cannabis on that property. That's what he's accused of doing. That's what they brought an undercover informant in to gather information about New Jersey Weed Man and his associates. Because remember, not just was New Jersey Weed Man arrested, but I think approximately a dozen or 11 of his associates were also arrested in this raid. Some of the employees or the people that were volunteering at the church, people who were ostensibly probably involved in sharing or selling some cannabis to this undercover informant, all of these people were arrested and charged criminally. So that's what we're talking about here. That's who this witness is. He's not some good guy who's, you know, trying to help the police convict a murderer or some sort of serial assault, you know, committer. This guy is a scumbag. This informant is one of the lowest forms of life out there. Somebody who would actually roll over on people and set up peaceful cannabis users. That's who this guy is, and he deserves to be outed. He deserves to have people knowing who he is. He deserves to be run out of town by all the good people of Trenton, New Jersey. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Presumably the jury is still deliberating on this case. This was written on November 1st, so last week. Not sure what the status of the case is as of now. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our number. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing out. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Whole Food Multi-Complete. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mark's here, too.
Excuse me. Tell you about Whole Food Multi-Complete. Whole Food Multi-Complete is much more than a multivitamin. It has contained within it a vitamin mineral supplement, an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, an antioxidant blend, an immune support blend, a bone and joint support blend, and an energy support blend. So they have much, much more than whatever you're buying at the grocery store, because for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been providing what the other companies won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. You enter coupon code FTL. You receive 10% off your order, every time. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Yes, they do take Bitcoin. I lost 10 to 15 pounds just from the probiotic blend that balanced my gut out. So it's simplifymysupplements.com. You may benefit in the same way. Use coupon code FTL, simplifymysupplements.com.
All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we learn more about the New Jersey weed man situation, we will definitely update you about that. I'm sure his troubles won't be over, even if he manages to get through this witness tampering trial. But, Johnson, let's change gears here. You had a story out of the UK about high schools that are actually installing cams in the bathrooms.
Yeah, it seems that that is what is going on, and it's it has people very extremely perturbed, sort of running out of the schools.
Running out?
There are girls that are terrified to go into the bathroom, boys that are terrified to go into the bathroom, because they're afraid that they're being spied on, you know, they're kids, and they want to go and...
I think a lot of people would be disturbed by
so, but I think kids in particular, I mean, if you're going, you know, you just want to go to school, and you're there, you're trapped in this prison all day long,
sure.
And, you just need to go to the bathroom, and they feel like they can't even do that. So the article here starts off talking about Windsor Charter Academy in Colorado is under fire by parents of students.
I thought this was the UK. So it came from a UK source, but it's actually Colorado?
I believe so. Activist Post. I actually did think that this was in the UK, but apparently it's the United States.
All right.
Which is insane. It's doubly insane, I think.
Well, this sounds like a private school. Windsor Academy?
Yep, Charter Academy.
Charter
Academy in Colorado, under fire by parents of students for its decision to install cameras in its high school bathrooms. KDVR Fox reported. Windsor Charter Academy Executive Director Rebecca Teeples stated that the installation of cameras improves safety for students while helping to secure the building.
Well, I mean, I can see the argument. I mean, in that if, let's say, there's some bully or whatever who wants to beat up somebody, he knows that there are cameras all around the school except for in the bathrooms, and so that could be a place where one could go and victimize another person.
And this may be a little bit of a non-issue, I think, you know, in my personal opinion here, because apparently the stalls in the bathroom go from the floor to the ceiling.
So they can't see in the stall?
At all.
Okay. So hand washing is what they're viewing?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. And anything that goes on, you know, kids trying to, you know, do whatever they do in the bathroom besides be whatever they would do in the stalls. Who knows what that is?
I don't know what else is going on. I mean, I was in high school. Seemed like there was smoking. Smoking was going on in the bathrooms.
Were people smoking in the bathrooms in high school?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was happening.
Smoking. It would seem so obvious, so easy to catch something like that.
I mean, smoking was allowed in this school for some period.
Oh, wow. This is way back then. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry. I went to high school between 1985 and 1989.
The three things that I can imagine going on in high school bathrooms that they would want to control are smoking, dealing, and hanky-panky.
Yeah.
Yeah, no hanky-panky that I know of occurred in the high school dealing. Yeah, they probably went on in a variety of different places because drugs are small, you know. And
the bathroom would probably be a popular spot because, you know, it's going to be fairly relatively private.
Yeah, but there's going to be people there. You might as well just shake hands in the hallway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Smoking.
Tell me more.
Okay, so it says here, we had surveillance cameras in our plans from the very start. It was part of the design of the new wing, Teeple said. We want to make sure our students are safe and secure. Parents are up in arms about the decision, which they said violates the students' rights to privacy. You don't have any rights.
Nope, you're in a, not in a government school.
Not in a government school.
They taught me this when I was actually in school, and I remember being upset. There was some sort of thing where I got called to the principal's office, and, I mean, that happened more than a few times. But at one of those times, I remember asking about, well, what about the right to free speech? I forget what the issue at hand was, and I was just told flat out, you don't have those rights here.
Mm.
And it's true. Because a lot of them sign their rights away when they start the school year. They're given, like, the parent-student handbook, and both the parent and the student, I believe, are supposed to sign those things. I don't remember that when
You're only signing it to acknowledge what's in it. You're not signing away your right to free speech.
How do you know that?
It wouldn't make. Are you telling me that if I show up to school and they forget to have my have me sign the student handbook, that suddenly I have free speech? I mean, don't be ridiculous. They operate the school the way they operate the school. You've been given the rules on how the school operates. The school doesn't have free speech because it is incompatible with education.
Way they do education.
No, you can't stand. Okay, Ian, I'm up front. Teaching geometry and
the way they do education.
Autistic kid.
There are other places
in the front
where
seat.
They don't do that.
It's incompatible with education as they understand education.
They understand.
Fine.
Yeah.
Then the kid who wants to stay in the front row can yodel. That's not education, though, Ian.
I didn't say it was.
I'm just making sure you understand.
I said that what I was saying was, is the model, the sort of the Prussian school model.
There are lots of school models that yodeling at the top of your lungs in the front of the class are incompatible with.
Sure, unless you're in a yodeling class.
Only yodeling class. So, you know.
All I'm saying is that there are some schools where freedom of speech might be actually treasured as opposed to shut down.
Not a government school.
That's right.
Mm. The first word that comes to mind is disgusting, Trevor Garrett said. I never thought
Wait, who is Trevor Garrett?
Trevor Garrett's one of the parents.
Okay.
He's
disgusted by the cameras.
Yeah, I never thought it would be in anyone's mind to put cameras in bathrooms anywhere. Garrett added that he also worries about the students who might get changed in the restrooms for after-school activities or other circumstances where students might be exposed outside of the stalls. My gut reaction
suppose
is
that could happen.
Yeah, my gut reaction is I'm a father. I want to protect my children, and I'm going to protect my kids in here. Garrett said, "I think that when we sacrifice privacy for the sake of safety, it's a very slippery slope."
Well, that's a good thing to say, but look, Dad, if you really want to protect your kids, get them out. Get them out of there entirely, because this is just, you know, the final straw, I think, for a lot of people. I'm sure for plenty, they're just totally fine with this. They'll tell themselves, well, anything if they'll be safe.
Of all the things I've heard from government schools, this does not sound like the craziest.
No, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Especially given that I think a lot of people will jump to the conclusion that this is in the stalls, and it's not.
Yeah.
So there is that aspect of it. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll see if there's more to share coming up here in moments, and you can bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, want to let you know about Blink Home Security. There's a system that is like the easiest security system you'll ever install. If you have ever had experience with this stuff, it's a hassle. You deal with the wires, the drilling, the holes, the running the wires down through walls. I mean, you can get all kinds of, spend a lot of money on installing a home security system. Not so with Blink Home Security. You just order the Blink Home Security cams. You can get three cams for the price of what some of the other guys charge for one by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It comes with an interface box. You plug that in. You put the batteries in the cams, and there's an easy Wi-Fi-based kind of connection that you have to make with like your cell phone or tablet. Super easy to do. So you just connect to the Wi-Fi, and you do all the setup that way, and then you put the app on your phone, and then it sends
you can check it anytime you want too. Yeah, Not only do you get notifications when something moves in front of the cameras, when they're set up too, because I mean you can do different times or whatever.
Right.
But you also can look anytime you want. I'm looking at my living room right now.
There it is.
And
what's going on in there?
Nothing.
All right. So blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get yours. We've got them installed. Mark, there's some in your house. There's one here at the studio as well. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right. Let's continue here. Johnson, you were telling us about a charter school out in Colorado. Colorado that apparently they do different age ranges, but they've put in cameras in the high school bathrooms specifically.
Right.
And people are understandably upset. They're concerned about this. Some parents are saying this is an invasion of privacy, although the argument, I think the counter argument would be that, well, no, it's not, because we don't have the cameras in the stalls themselves. So there's still privacy within the stall, but in the bathroom. You know, I think this is an interesting issue because, I mean, Mark, as you said, this isn't the most outrageous thing in the world that we've heard schools doing. Certainly zero tolerance is a heck of a lot more. You know, there's a lot of other things that they do that are pretty ridiculous.
Do you have a problem with cameras in hallways, schools?
I don't have a problem with the idea of cameras in a, you know, in a business to protect a business from, you know, whatever bad things might happen. In the case of schools, bad things do happen at schools. People are victimized on school property, and I'm not just talking about the students being victimized by the teachers, but students frequently victimizing one another. Bullying is not, you know, when we were all growing up, bullying was a thing. Some of us may have been bullied. Some of us may have been the bully. Some of us may have done both of those things in our lives. And if somebody's getting beaten up in the bathroom, then it kind of makes sense to have some video footage of that. I don't know. I don't feel real strongly against this particular policy, because you can still have your privacy in the stall, right? But Johnson, was there more that you wanted to share?
Yeah,
the story?
Sure, absolutely. So, just to recap, this guy Garrett says, my gut reaction is I'm a father. I want to protect my children, and I'm going to protect any kids in here. Garrett said, I think that we sacrifice privacy for the sake of safety, or when we sacrifice privacy for the sake of safety, it's a very slippery slope. At what point does it cross that threshold and violate rights? I think in this situation, this violates rights, Garrett added. Garrett's daughter echoed his statement, saying, it makes me really uncomfortable going in there. Teeples further added that only school administration and the IT team will have access to the footage. And if that makes it any better...
Don't worry, there's no creepers whatsoever in the school administration or the IT teams. We swear.
Yeah. And if that makes it any better that anyone will have access to the viewing the footage of teenagers in a bathroom, what's more... Wait. As if that makes it any better that anyone will have access to viewing footage.
Is this the opinion of the article?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
What's more is that Teeples claims that this measure will help improve the safety of students. And when any of these listed school officials can review tapes of these teens in the bathroom, right? So somehow, as though somehow school officials being able to review a tape far after the fact, somehow that's going to improve the safety of the students, seems unlikely.
Well, it will catch, if there's somebody who gets roughed up in the bathroom, you could catch who the culprit was.
Possibly, well after the fact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, generally you catch people after the fact when they do things like that.
Maybe. But now that they're all going to be aware of the cameras, you just... They rough people up in the bathroom, in the stall. Yeah.
Well, if going into the bathroom can be a scary thing for some kids in public school, if it makes that somehow safer, then you know at least there's
if you
a lock
think there's
in the
a
door.
You know a group of toughs in there waiting for you or something.
Sure.
Well, what's scary is this isn't the first case of such an outrageous privacy invasion, and what's even crazier is that this was proposed in the very same week. On the other side of the pond in the UK as well.
Okay.
A secondary school at Summerhill School in Kingswinford, West Midlands, UK, is rethinking a decision to install CCTV cameras after students complained that they are scared to go into the bathroom.
Hmm.
Although, in this case, the cameras are quite literally on the urinals in the boys' bathroom.
That's a little different.
Yeah. Whoever had this idea and thought that it was okay should be investigated. And then again, this is the beginning of the article. One mother told the Birmingham Mail, my children have refused to go to the toilet in school. They feel like they are being watched. They said, can we ring you to take us home to use the toilet? Some are saying, it's, why don't you just break the cameras, kids?
Well, you know, they're going to get in trouble. Yeah. they do that.
Some are saying, I mean, get in trouble. I mean, but
they'll just put more cameras in.
Do from the side.
They'll put more cameras in, and they
raise
will
the cost. Good. Make each camera cost $1 million because you've broken thousands of them.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, of course, I find myself wondering where in relation to the urinals. And they said they're in the front. Does that mean they're pointing? Like, are we getting the view of the the child that's using the urinal and sort of their face as they're
I
using
guess so,
it?
Yeah.
Or you know, what is that?
What do you need the picture of the? What do you need the child's face at the urinal for?
I don't know. It's
John
weird.
Thomas.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay. The creepiest of these, that's pretty creepy, is the school that was sending kids home with the laptops and then checking in the cameras,
turning the cams on.
Yeah,
like in the middle of the night or late in the evening,
whatever it is.
See
doing
what they're up to.
Yeah, wonder what high school kids are up to in front of a computer.
That's
sometimes
pretty creepy for sure.
Yeah. Well, another mother said, my son has come back and he doesn't want to go to the toilet. It's shocking. They may have problems going on in the toilets, but they can't do this, surely. A friend of mine said her daughter came home in tears because she was too scared to use the loo all day and she nearly wet herself in class. It's so intrusive and creepy. 5 years ago, research led by the campaign group Big Brother Watch found more than 200 schools across Britain use CCTV cameras in schools, bathrooms, or changing rooms, raising the concern about the privacy of schoolchildren, The Guardian reported. The school officials argued that the cameras are to combat bullying and vandalism, but as Benjamin Franklin said, those who give up liberty for security deserve neither.
You already gave it up when you sent your kids to the government school. Sorry to let you know that, folks, but you gave up all your liberty when you let the government take care of your kids all day long.
Yeah.
Afraid so.
Public school is becoming more and more like a prison for the U.S. and U.K.
Oh, yeah.
Prisoners have a camera on them in the bathroom, not students going to a school of higher learning to get an education. This is just more indoctrination to accept the nanny state. I'm actually a little surprised as I was reading this. I mean, it came from the activist post, and it's just interesting. So this author, I got to the bottom of the article to see that this author is Aaron Kessel, who writes for Activist Post. But apparently he's also the director of content for another site called Coinivore, which is a Bitcoin-related site. And he also is on Steam it as well. So clearly
he's got to make a living.
What?
Man's got to make a living.
Well, yeah, but this is also clearly somebody who's got some good views.
No doubt. It's hard to get too upset about this from my perspective, because I can understand the arguments for it. But I want to hear, if you want to comment, you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But again, if bullying is your concern, and that's a legitimate concern for a lot of kids and their parents, you shouldn't be sending them to the government schools anyway. I mean, those are just zones of abuse as far as I'm concerned. Even if it's not like physical bullying, there's a lot of mental kind of bullying that goes on. People making fun of and putting down others. It's just not a real positive environment for a lot of the people that go to these schools. So get your kids out of the government schools and then your problem solved. More coming up.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or dog assist shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. And don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. If you like our show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month into the show, we'll take it in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you love liberty and you want to get more of that on the airwaves in the United States and around the globe, then you can support the AMP program and get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, and more. Get all the details. Don't forget the AMP Only Facebook group as well. So get the details, get signed up. You can use Bitcoin, you can use PayPal, you can use credit cards. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the United Kingdom and America, where there are schools that have actually installed cameras in school bathrooms to some level of controversy. But Mark, you've got something that's even more critical as far as the health of individuals. Some people are being possibly going to be denied certain surgeries, right, over in the UK?
Yep. Two issues are the cause of a plethora of diseases and health conditions affecting people worldwide: smoking and obesity.
No doubt about it.
One local health committee in the UK has announced a controversial policy to support patients whose health is at risk from smoking or being very overweight. for an indefinite amount of time. It plans to ban access to routine or non-urgent surgery under the National Health Service until patients improve their health. The policy states, claiming that exceptional clinical circumstances will be taken into account in a, on a case-by-case basis. The decision comes from the Clinical Commission Commissioning Group, known as the CCG, for the county of, I don't have any idea where these places are, Hertfordshire, which is a population of 1.1 million. The time frame for improving health is set to at 9 months for the obese in particular. Those with a body mass index over 40 must reduce the number by 15% over the period of 9 months, and those with a BMI over 30 are given a target of 10% over 9 months.
Okay.
The target for smokers is 8 weeks or more without a cigarette with a breath test to prove it. Not sure what a breath test might tell you.
I don't know. So, tell you if you've been smoking, I guess.
I can tell you that, you know, when I smoked cigars regularly, it was hard to get insurance because they would ask you, are you a smoker? And I'd be like, well, do cigars count? And they're like, I don't know.
It is smoke entering your mouth.
Right. They don't know because cigars are generally smoked differently than cigarettes.
Right. You're not supposed to inhale them, right?
And they're generally not smoked nearly as frequently. So if you smoke a cigar once every 2 weeks, are you a smoker? And this is a question.
Technically, yes.
This is a question that insurance companies could not answer years ago when I was looking into this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was smoking more than once every 2 weeks, I can assure you, but they didn't have an answer for that particular question. The new and most controversial part of the policy is that surgery ban is indefinite. According to the Royal College of Surgeons in the UK, which opposes the policy, other groups in the UK have implemented similar policies, but patients eventually get surgery if they're unable to lose the weight or stop smoking, they said. The guidance for general practitioners and...
But now they won't be, right?
Getting...
It said patients... could get the surgeries if they were unable to lose the weight. But now they're saying they won't be.
It's not a hard and fast rule. They can just tell you you're not going to get your surgery, basically, is what it comes down to.
They couldn't do that before.
You are at our mercy if your BMI is over 30.
And you're not doing anything to reduce it.
However, you will pay your taxes or you will go to prison, Limey.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Like, that's, sure. Those are the choices. This is just how we said it was going to be all along.
What do you mean by that? You predicted this?
Wants to take over health care so the nannies can tell you how you can... Well, over there, they did.
Right.
We can look at England and see what's going to happen.
This will happen here, yeah.
Right. Okay, first they come for the fat people, but you're not fat, so you don't say anything. Then they come for the smokers, but you quit smoking 10 years ago, so you don't say anything. Then they come for the people that eat red meat. And then you're like, whoa... How come they're coming after me? Well, they've got junk science on their side. That's why. Well, I mean, they're going to do what they want.
It's not junk science to say that smoking is bad for you,
no,
right?
No, but red meat certainly, you know, the arguments against meat get a little shiftier. But I can assure you that the militant vegans will be moving into those bureaucratic positions that control the diet of Americans.
I go with the Demolition Man theory. It's smoking, then red meat, then salt, then bad language.
Wait, was that Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy down in the sewers or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's also like the trailer for Escape from L.A. as well.
Yeah.
That's in there.
There's
too.
A lot of stuff like that in both of those movies, yeah.
Which they both came out at about the same time, like 1994, 1995, 1996.
So if you ever think that it would be great if the government handled health care because it's gotten so expensive, A, it's expensive because the government was handling health care in the first place. Before the implementation of Obamacare, the government controlled 2 out of every 3 cents spent in healthcare.
Okay, I'm going to play a devil's advocate here and you know take on the other side of this. But Mark, this is clearly what we need, right? There's this is a reason for centralized healthcare because now there's an incentive for these overweight people, for these smokers, to actually go ahead and clean up their act.
Why didn't we do that with insurance in the first place? Why didn't we let insurance companies decide that they wanted to create special groups for fat people instead of calling that discrimination?
Mm.
Why didn't we let insurance companies create special groups for smokers so that they could charge them more, because you're right.
That's a great point.
Smokers and fat people, they cost more to insurance companies. They cost more to the government. They cost more in a healthcare system.
And that means that the...
But I shouldn't have to pay for it no matter what. And the government intervened, effed up the system, and then...
And then took over.
Broke your leg and handed you a crutch like it does every single time. Please stop imagining that these incompetent sociopaths fix problems.
No doubt. Now, for those of us who actually value freedom, we understand that people should be free to make choices, but ultimately that also means they should also have to pay the consequences. So if you're going to smoke a bunch of cigarettes, then you shouldn't be expecting everybody else to pick up the tab for you when you need to have, you know, your lungs cleared out or whatever it is that, you know, probably just end up dying.
Yes,
but yeah, you know, whatever sort of surgery they would be talking about, there's some sort of surgery that they're going to be denying people for smoking.
By the sounds of it, they're denying everything to smokers. Like,
really?
Essentially,
any services
no
whatsoever.
I presume broken bones are excluded and that sort of thing. But, I mean, and honestly, if you're between the ages of 20 and 60, what do you need?
What do you mean? What do you need?
Well, what are you going to need from the you know, the healthcare system? You generally don't need that much.
Sure.
There's certainly outliers and people who get sick in that time frame and that sort of thing. But, you know, the vast majority of people are going to be pretty much fine from the ages of 20 to 60 unless there's a traumatic accident or something to that effect.
So we see this where the government in the United States is slowly moving into more and more control over healthcare. They already control, you know, as of a decade or two ago, they'd already controlled more than 50% of the dollars that are spent in healthcare. But now that we've got this consolidation of the insurance business, you know, you're seeing fewer and fewer options in the insurance marketplace. And I'm not even a big fan of insurance at all to begin with. It covers up from costs.
If it's not... if it's not stifled, okay?
Yeah.
So an insurance company can't offer currently some kind of, you know, deductible for...
Custom programs,
right.
Opting
I want
out.
A group program for, you know, males between the ages of 40 and 50 that are non-smokers, that are not obese, and, you know, whatever comes with that. I want that group.
But you can't have it.
Give me that group, and then I want a deductible of $10,000 and blah, 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 right? So I'm only covering people who are like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of that group. I don't want to cover 20-year-old heroin addicts. I don't want to cover octogenarians that have smoked all their lives, presuming they made it that long.
But now they're mandated to cover all those people.
Well, that's right? The problem, is that we predicted on this show multiple times. No one's ever going to, you know, call in and say, are you guys right? You know, we predicted multiple times the government's getting involved in healthcare to mess it up so that they can then step in and do single payer. Obamacare was never intended to work.
Mm. Yep.
They knew it wasn't going to work.
The government
doesn't work, people.
No, they sure don't. They do work at, you know, extracting money and obedience from you pretty effectively. Like, they're pretty good at that. Continually extracting your money and your obedience. And all the while destroying this particular industry, destroying the availability of healthcare, destroying the innovations in healthcare because of all of its government regulations that just get in the way and lead to unnecessary death and suffering. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolution site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.